We are back with Sharif Ibrahim, who is with HP. We're talking about the new touchpad, which I have been playing with now, and more than impressed. Now, as I went through all of the different settings, because one of the first places that all geeks go is into the settings area and into the control panel, I noticed a missing command from many tablets, the ability to be able to print directly from the touchpad. But I guess coming from HP, that should be no surprise.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, you said you couldn't find a print?
Oh, no, I found it. I found the ability to print, which I find missing on so many other tablets.
Oh, yes, and that's something that's deeply integrated in this as well. And I was actually, we were talking to the printing product manager today, and they're interested in showing off touchpad and how easy it is to print. And I got to say, I've had people, you know, send me messages and just say, I can't believe how easy it is to print from this touchpad. You literally, whether you're in an email or a phone, wherever you are that you want to print, you have the option to do it. It will find a printer on the same network, as long as it's connected to the network, and without looking for drivers or anything, it'll go ahead and print to that printer. And this is, so it's essentially, you know, the vast majority of any HP printer we launched in the last 5 years.
Oh, wow. And that does make a huge difference. Now, let's talk a little bit about the initial installation and the integration into our personal lives. One of the things that it allowed me to do right away is to sign up for a WebOS account online. And it also allowed me to sign into my Google account, which immediately got all of my email and all of my calendar items and all that sort of stuff. Talk to me about what the WebOS online account is going to give to me over time.
The WebOS account is really designed to help you manage all of your personal information as well as applications and services. And we don't store anything personal. All we really are doing is we're saying that, you know, this account, this belongs to you. As you purchase applications, we're going to remember which ones you purchased so that if you, let's say you lose the device or you break it, or let's say better yet, you know, you get the next model that comes out someday and you want to move all your stuff over. You don't have to take this touchpad. I mean, you must have noticed you didn't have to hook it to a computer like a PC or Mac. You just turned it on and you set it up. With this WebOS account, what it does is it stores all that information. So when you go to a new device, you just sign onto your WebOS account. All of your applications, all of your settings come right back. And so it makes it really easy for us to help you store your information in the cloud. And what we do as well is we're fairly open in terms of letting developers and services add their features into the device. So you mentioned Google. When you add a Google account, what it does is it says, okay, I'm going to take your, so I'm going to look at Steve's Google Documents. He's also got Gmail, and he's also got Google Calendar. I'm going to take all that information, and I'm going to put it in the Touchpad's document folder. I'm going to put it in the calendar application and the email application. So now when you go into those apps, it's just there. And as you add more stuff to your calendar from different devices or documents on Google Docs, it'll just be there. And we do this with a number of other providers. We do this with Facebook, Dropbox, Google, Yahoo, and several others. And you can actually find, if you just go into Just Type, which I could talk about in a sec, but you just type accounts and you'll find dozens and dozens of accounts available at launch as well as in the App Store.
Okay, and let's circle back to the App Store in a minute, but you mentioned Just Type. Fill me in on that.
So, you know, we made it fairly intuitive and easy to find things on the device. We really say it is designed to work the way you do. And the whole way you find applications on this, you've got a fairly straightforward launch pad in the bottom of the screen where you can find your shortcuts,
yep,
like your web browser, your email, some of the common stuff.
Yep.
You can also jump into this app page where you can find all your different apps and settings.
Yes.
What we've done to make it easier, though, is we've created something called Just Type. So you literally think about doing something, you type it, and WebOS will help you get to it. So it's not just searching for things. So I can start typing something in. I can find applications. I can find different settings. I can also find contact info and quickly determine, okay, I want to text message this person or I'm going to Skype call them. Right away, I can jump in and do that. Where it gets really different, though, is I can also do things like update to Facebook or Twitter. I can also search the web. And when I say search the web, I can search engines that it's learned to pick up as I've surfed the web, so it's intelligent enough to add more. So imagine I just start typing having coffee with Steve. There's my option to post to Twitter, and away I go. It
now, how do you
a lot of steps.
How do you launch the Just Type? I'm looking at the settings, but I haven't noticed Just Type as a commander being able to get into it to just type things. So where do I go to do that?
Well, it's literally when you have the touchpad on, it's at the very top of the screen. There's a bubble, a window actually, that it just says Just Type.
Mm-hmm.
And you just tap your finger on that. And, for example, if you start typing the letters
I see it.
R-I, you'll find you know, sounds and ringtones pop up. You'll find
And ringtones just popped up. So if I type in applications, as you said, all of my different applications, the app catalog is there, and all the different contacts with the names beginning with AP or that combination of letters.
Yeah, and
that's very intuitive.
It's actually pretty simple, and if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll find actions, and it's smart enough, as you type a sentence, it's smart enough to realize, okay, you're not looking for an application. You're trying to do something different here, like post to Facebook or maybe launch an email. You notice at the bottom there, under quick actions, you have a few things, like I can start a new memo, or and as you download more applications, like I just downloaded Spaz HD, which is a great Twitter client, and it now has added that in as another quick action, so I can post to Twitter.
And if it doesn't find it, or if it's also bringing up Google search right away as well, so you can quickly go on the web and search for whatever you're doing. So it gives you the one point of access just by typing in to do almost everything. That's fascinating. Very cool feature. Now let's finish things up by talking a little bit about the apps themselves, because that's one of the strengths that certainly the Android and Apple have going for them, are the thousands and thousands of apps. Now, of those many thousands of apps, how many are useful? That's arguable. What about you guys at launch? You've got the HP App Store. Tell me about it.
So we've got the HP App Catalog. We've done a couple of different things. We have been working with developers over the last several months, a lot of effort and energy to get people really psyched about building for the platform. And I think what sets us apart, in addition to being a really easy-to-use UI, we've got that synergy that brings all your stuff together. Developers can find a lot of unique ways to plug into our OS. So things like JustType, for example, things like our notification system, our exhibition mode, where when you charge it wirelessly, it can do things for you, like turn into a photo frame or a calendar. There's a lot of unique places that developers can plug into that's different. More importantly, though, for developers, they're looking for an install base. They want to know that their application is going to have a large audience. And with a powerful brand like HP's, one that, you know, in virtually every category that we compete in, we have a strong presence, also knowing that we're going to launch this on notebooks next year and on printers, there's now a bigger install base for them to begin to draw on. And I think the most encouraging thing we have right now is that we actually launched with just over 300 tablet-optimized apps. When you look at what others have been able to accomplish at a launch, no one has come close to that. And, you know, in terms of, you know, you mentioned a couple competitors, there are some OSs out there right now, reputable ones, that don't have anywhere near that many tablet applications. And so not only do we have, you know, between 7,000 and 8,000 smartphone applications that you can use on the touchpad, we've got over 300 touchpad optimized applications that take advantage of the big screen, and this is from a number of different things like games, magazines, you know, productivity apps, etc. The other thing we've done that's very different is we've actually created something called Pivot, which you'll probably have a chance to play with it either later today or tomorrow. After you've opened up the App Store and played with it for a bit, it'll start downloading this magazine called Pivot. And Pivot is basically a magazine that allows people to read about what's the latest and greatest apps in the App Store. And it makes it easier for developers to market their apps. It also makes it easier for people that are shopping for apps to find things. So, if, for example, we have an article this month on music. If you're a music lover, you know, check out iHeartRadio or this other application here, and you can actually read about it and then quickly go into the app catalog and find that application.
Well, We started out today talking about the launch of Touchpad, but really this is the coming out party for WebOS, which is going to be, I think, part of our landscape for a long time to come. I have to thank Sharif Emberhim from HP. Thanks for your time, and you're tuned in to Dottotech.